Cardinal Sarah, Robert Sarah, reminds us in his book, The Power of Silence, that silence is not an absence. Rather, it is a manifestation of the presence of God. If we were to compare the two gospel accounts of our blessed Lord's passion in Mark and in Matthew, we would see that Jesus is silently taken to the cross. He says very little in these accounts, refusing to argue with those who wish to see him crucified. In John's gospel, Jesus moves slowly into silence before finally saying, "It is finished." He is silent when Pilate parades him out in front of the crowd and says, "Behold the man." The man stays silent in order that God may be present. In the Bible, silence is the shadow of death. We read in Psalm 115, verse 17, "The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence." It is the souls of the just that Jesus frees after destroying death and descending into hell. Death for us is the silencing of those whom we love, our family, our friends, those who we will never be able to talk with or hold their hand, not in this world. In the end, once we leave this world, our loved ones miss us. They love us. They care for us. We lose this important relationship when death comes, but death does not destroy the bonds of love. When Jesus was arrested, all of his disciples left except for Peter, who would go on to deny him. The silence must have been deafening to our blessed Lord. Those who knew him and traveled with him for over 3 years said nothing as they ran away. Their human silence is engulfed by the silence of Jesus, the silence of God. There is no absence of love during the silence of the trial, the scourging, or the death of Jesus. Though the crowd screamed for another to be released, the silence of the one who had come to free a fallen mankind speaks louder than the crowd. Within the chaos, there was silence. There was no need to fight or argue. Jesus was finally in the position to fulfill what he had come to do. He would freely hand over his life so that many would live. He did not need to defend himself other than to say, "I am." Now we understand that statement to mean much more than those who came to arrest Jesus. The Son of God has always been. He was with the Father from the beginning and is God. When he is silent, God is silent, but still present. God is present as Jesus stood before Pilate and the people. He is present at the pillar and on the way of the cross, and he is present at Golgotha, the place of the skull. The Father does not abandon the Son, nor does the Son abandon the Father. God does not need to speak to those who are about to kill his Son. To remain silent allows the mission to be completed and for the gates to soon be opened. The love of the Father was silent in order that we may have eternal life. Silence does not mean death anymore. Just because we are not always able to see God's hand or hear his voice does not mean that he is not with us. He has not abandoned us. It is hard to understand sometimes why things happen. And it is easy to say that God doesn't care. Or why would he let these bad things happen? We are not alone. Our Savior died for us. Our Father loves us. And the Holy Spirit guides us. Sometimes it's hard to hear through the noise of this world. Let Let us take a moment and think about those who are silent. The immigrant who flees and comes to a new country and doesn't speak the language. Those who are abused and afraid to speak out. Those who live alone and have no one to visit them. Those who see injustices and refuse to say anything. There are times to speak, and there are times to be silent. It would appear that Jesus suffered from the apparent absence of God, but that is not the case. Although his human side suffered in the garden and at the pillar and on the cross, his confidence that he has always had in the Father did not fade away. Jesus died in silence of the Father in order that we may have life in the silence of our souls and life eternal. Jesus' death transforms, purifies, and appeases us. It does for us what we could not do for ourselves. Restore us to the one who made us. God bless.